It's the afternoon. It's SEN. So that means we have afternoons on SEN. We're very good with that. We are excited about what's coming up today. So much going on. Of course, there's lots of representative rugby league over the course of this weekend. There's some really interesting international responses to what FINA has done, and this was around yesterday. It's gained further momentum today, knowing that the International Rugby League have made their decision on trans athletes, and it is a really, really difficult, challenging and important situation that we have for all sports around the globe. We're going to get into that a little bit today. G'day, afternooners. Thanks for tuning in. However you are listening, SEN welcomes you to our very broad church that we have here. We know that. And remember, if you are looking to buy Bitcoin, make sure you do it with our great friends at independentreserve.com. They are the number one seeds there. If you're north of the border, half your luck. Although we do have a beautiful day here in Old Sydney Town. Sun is shining, so we're excited about that. But SENQDAB Plus, that's where you're listening on that digital radio, in the car, in the kitchen, wherever it is that you've got it. If you're on the Gold Coast, you can hear us via SEN 1620, 1170 SEN here in Sydney. And the way I'm doing it more and more, I'm driving along in the car and I've got the SEN app going. So that's what you do, you just plug it in. And away you go. Make sure you download that from whatever operating system you are using. Massive show today. Zach Bailey from Channel 9, he's along for a chat, as he always does, on a Tuesday. We'll find out what's trending. No two-buck chuck today. He's out of here. And Coach K is back. Oh, collective sigh of relief on that one that I hear from everyone. Tony Iroh is going to be our special guest today. He's the Cook Islands coach, of course, played 25 test matches for New Zealand. And I'm not sure he ever had the opportunity to play for the Cook Islands, but he is a legend. And what about this? He's got his two nephews in this Cook Islands squad for the game on Saturday as well. So forget about Rafa's Uncle Tony. We've got our very own Uncle Tony as the coach. We'll get a score update from Coach K. We'll speak to Mark Stafford from SENZ. Oh, Steffi, he's back, which is great news. Tristan Merlihan will be along for a chat, the 2 o'clock Fox. That's there again. It was going gangbusters yesterday. We want it to be the same. And remember, there is $100 cash up for grabs for that. So make sure you get in nice and early on that one. Same with the text line too, by the way. The analyst is on today. Ah, beep, 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 beep. So the analyst, I'm predicting he'll be in fine form. I just get that sense about it. Sounds of the Game is back. We've got the $50 voucher courtesy of Victor Sports. Sign up your club, victorsports.com.au. And then we dive into the text line. We do that for sbsfence.com.au. So let's get into it. We had the International Rugby League ruling on the back of FINA's ruling. Now, FINA jumped first. This was around trans athletes, and it drew immediate complaints, which is understandable as well. But FINA basically said, if you're a trans athlete, if you're going from male to female, then you must have done that before puberty or before the age of 12. Otherwise, you cannot compete in women's events, right? And then they'd have their own open category. So men's, women's, open. This is on the back of Leah Thomas and the incredible stuff that she's been doing at college level in the USA, and of course she's going to be heading towards Katie Ledecky and Ariana Titmus come the next Olympics. So this is where FINA said, right, we have to make a decision on that, and they have, and it's immediately drawn criticism from Equality Australia CEO Anna Brown. She's asked FINA to immediately review their controversial transgender ban. The direct quote is, the fact is that women's bodies, like all human bodies, are diverse. For a powerful international sporting body such as FINA to determine that only a particular type of woman can compete against other women sets a dangerous precedent, increasing discrimination against trans and intersex people and exposing intersex children to the further risk of so-called sex normalisation procedures without their consent. Gee, it's challenging. I don't know. I've got no idea. I defer to the experts. And clearly Anna Brown is one of those. FINA have taken on board the recommendations of their experts, and they've also taken on board the recommendations of their constituents, i.e. the swimmers. It is such a difficult one. The IRL have come out and and they've made their statement on it. They've decided that male to female players are unable to play in sanctioned international rugby league matches. So this is, we're talking about Wayne Pearce, Peter Beattie, Troy Grant, the chair, Greg Peters from New Zealand, a number of other people there. They've concluded that via the IOC that it is the remit of each sport and its governing body to determine how an athlete may be at a disproportionate advantage compared with their peers. It's, I don't know. I don't know what sort of feedback I'm going to get on this today, but gee, I find that challenging. You know, sports administration is difficult at the best of times, but to confront an issue like this, which is not easy, and there needs to be a level of sensitivity for all involved, and it would seem that whatever decision you make, you're going to upset someone. And so that's the challenge. That's the challenge. We didn't talk about it yesterday. I wanted to make sure that we covered across it today. And if you want to have your say on it, you're more than welcome to do that. Of course, there's a lot of representative rugby league going on now. So we've got the Penrith Panthers Blues. That'll be in action. What, Cleary, Luai, To'o, Crichton, Martin, Yeo, Coruscant. We probably add Burton to that. Capewell's up there with the Queensland side as well. 9 players involved from that grand final side last year, and one of the guys coming in, of course, is Appy Coruscant. Now, Appy is going to be a massive positive for the Blues in my mind. Let's have a listen to the coach, Freddie Fittler, on the inclusion of Appy Coruscant.
Appy sat in with the coaches up in the box. I asked him to watch a few things, and it was a good insight into his education of the game, and that was part of the reason why I thought, well, we need to have him in there. He knows exactly what's going on, what was going right and wrong. He does it week in, week out. Well, yeah, I thought their bench did a fantastic job. You know, everyone coming off the bench has got to have impact, but I thought the game might have been different game one. We went with a couple of bigger players through the middle, and as I said before, we just couldn't generate much speed around the middle of the field. They were very good, Queensland. I thought they were outstanding.
Ooh, so there we go. So that's why Appy's included, because of his knowledge displayed in the box, and obviously what he's been doing on the field for the Panthers as well. And Freddie, effusive in his praise of the Queensland side. I'm not sure his praise was the same for the referee following the first game, but it's an acknowledgement there. Very deliberate. It sounded deliberate, didn't it? It sounded like, okay, let's talk up what they did in that first game. I wonder what they're doing internally. So that's why Appy was in. Why was the Fox not in? So here's Greg Alexander, NRL 360, last night.
It's not an easy decision to leave someone like Josh Addo-Carrie.
Yeah, I understand that. That's why I asked.
And there's a lot of debate about it. Yeah, and there's a lot of debate, but and I do feel for Fox too, because I love the Fox. The Fox is just one of those infectious characters that you can't help but, you know, fall in love with. And it's not an easy decision for us to leave him out, but we have.
Okay, so didn't actually tell us why the Fox was left out, just that it was a very difficult decision to leave him. Was that Buzz Rothfield? How did he sneak onto this program? Anyway, we'll have to amend that. Nathan Cleary's come out and said, look, it's up to him. He's not looking for special treatment from the referee, Ashley Klein, for Origin 2, but he's just got to get into better position and organise himself a little bit better when it comes to kicking. His kicking game was off. We all know that. He said they did a good job in the first game. They had great kick pressure. They got to me a few times. I need to be better. So what I like about this is that it's not a blame of the referees. That's what we heard from Freddie. That's what we heard, well, not necessarily from Nathan, but post-game, that was, well, hang on, they laid all over us in the ruck. Well, find a solution. It sounds like the Blues are finding a solution. It sounds like Nathan Cleary is looking to a way so that his kicking game is not impacted this time round like it was in game one. I like that. I like the sounds of that. That's the type of thing you want to hear coming out of your camp. What does Billy Moore say about the Queensland side? Do it for your mate. What's my job? And find a solution. 3 things. That's all you have to do. Find a solution. New South Wales are finding a solution for their woes in game one. I like the sound of that. We can talk about that with the analyst a little bit later on in the program as well. We'll do it with Zach Bailey very shortly. Hey, we had this yesterday, last week. Coach K showed it to me, and we talked about the Lee Hadjimantelis, the chairman of the West Tigers. Of course, he's the principal of Brighton's Lawyers, one of our great sponsors here. And It's been described as an ugly off-field spat. Well, what it was a long response to a 50-year-old supporter on a podcast, Rob Bechara, who's a West Tigers supporter. Apparently, I haven't heard it, but basically nothing positive about the West Tigers comes out of Rob's mouth via the podcast or otherwise. So basically, Lee took his time to send it back and said, mate, you're kidding, asking me being on here. No way. You're a disgrace, and there's no way I'm coming on your podcast. And by the way, you're not even a financial member, so forget about it. Now, Bechara has responded. To my shock, his response was quite derogatory and unbefitting of a chairman. And this is where Lee has shot himself in the foot. He has basically classified us into members as opposed to fans. So if you have a monetary input, you're worthy of hearing it. But if you're a fan, you're not. To be honest, and I'm not here to defend Lee Hadjimantelis, he can do a pretty good job of that himself, you've heard him. But seriously, Rob, you're kidding. Why did you think he'd even go on your podcast? And if you're worried about getting copping a spray from the chairman, I would have thought it would be great restraint from the chairman not to give you a spray. And I'm with Lee Hadjimantelis on this one. You want to have a go at me? That's fine. Don't ask me onto your podcast. And just on the West Tigers, like now we have James Hooper from Fox League saying that, oh, guess what? Luke Brooks is going to go back to play for the Western Suburbs Magpies. So that's one thing. Is that right or wrong? Well, you know, that's a footy decision and, you know, we'll let the football department determine that. But why on earth are we hearing about it? How does James Hooper get it? Talk about leaking like a sieve. Like, James Hooper's doing his job, right? And that is getting information out of people. Who are the people giving up the information? Like, that's the concern. Tyrone Peachy, oh, yeah, we're going to get rid of him. Who's giving up this information? That's the biggest issue. You know, spring the leak. That's all we're hearing out of the West Tigers, and that's a concern. Forget about what's happening on the field, because that's a concern as well, but I would suggest that's as big an issue as what's happening on the field. The fact that they're leaking like a sieve. Those types of massive decisions happen in rugby league clubs on a daily basis. Most of them you don't hear about. Not so at the West Tigers. Give us your thoughts. 1300 01 1170. The text line 0457 736 736. This came across my desk. It was given to me by Coach K. He was so excited about it. Look, it's a talk topic. Nick Kyrgios and Thanasi Kokkinakis are set to reprise their Australian Open winning partnership at Wimbledon. Okay, that's fantastic. Yes, it was. Must-see events, raucous crowds, big TV numbers, upset wins. Really, really exciting. It was the first time they'd teamed up to win a boys' double title since 2013. So there we go. Isn't that exciting? They weren't going to play at Wimbledon. No, because they're five-setters. They weren't going to play Wimbledon rather than the three sets at the other majors. They're five-setters. They go, oh, mate, but they're back. This is great news. So as a result of that, Coach K has got himself a talk topic out of these two. Really? I mean, I don't mind Kyrgios providing us a talk topic, but, mate, he's a good topic. He's happy with it. So here we go. Great duos. It almost pains me to say. Great duos, Kyrgios and Kokkinakis. They win one event since 2013. And they're a great duo. So Starsky and Hutch, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, Torville and Dean, Linwell and Miller. You work out which ones are the sporting ones and which ones are the others. But give us your best sporting duos. Sporting duos. We'll stay with the sporting duos. All right. 1300 01 1170. The $100 cash is up for grabs. The text line 0457 736 736. Maybe if they come back from 1-0 down in the series and win the decider up in Queensland, we'll be saying Cleary and Luai. They've already run a premiership. Maybe it's Cleary and Luai. Let us know. All right, we better get to a break. After the break, we're back. We're talking more footy. We do that with Zach Bailey from Channel 9. Stick around.